At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. Yes, this is the new versionality of the podcast that we have been doing since last week, even though this was kind of what it was originally, but we don't need to get into that because that's just going to kind of get into some of the weird stuff of what we can talk about. Anyways, how have you been? How have things been since the last time we got to hang out and do some stuff? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, because that thing seems to always be important, regardless of what we are talking about. That is for sure. So keep that in mind as we are hanging out. So I keep on looking around and I go, man, I'm always amazed on how quick some of these months are going by. I can't believe that we are almost at the midpoint of the year. Yes, midpoint, meaning that this year is almost coming to an end. And it's amazing on how time flies when you're having all kinds of fun. There is no doubt. But today, let's talk a little bit about some of that stuff that people ask all the time. And it's that world famous question of, what's happening when nothing is happening? Yes, because listen, we talk about it from different work environments and different settings. Now, I get to ask these weird questions all the time with people, in groups of people virtually, in groups of people in person. So it's always fun as we're able to do things. But take a listen to this. Recently, I was in a class and I asked that question. What's happening when nothing is happening? And it was weird because I got that, you know, that weird stare of what does that mean? So if they automatically asked me, if you're talking about traditional work, well, there seems that when nothing's happening, it can be all kinds of different things that can come up. So let me give you some of the answers that were given to me during the class. One came up with downtime, and it said something along these lines. The work for the day or a specific period that has been completed and employees are waiting for the next task or project. During this time, employees might be resting, chatting, engaging in light activities that help rejuvenate. And I thought that was a pretty interesting answer, especially with me giving no information whatsoever on what I was asking for. The next one that kind of came in regards of the information was planning and strategizing. Not all work is physical and directly productive. Sometimes employees or teams might be planning, strategizing, or brainstorming for upcoming projects. This may seem like nothing from an outsider's perspective, but it's crucial to part of work and process. Now, I have to tell you, I really like that answer because I think that sometimes people tend to forget on how important it is to plan and strategize your next event of things that are going to be happening within the work organization. Because listen, you can have project after project after project, but if you forget to plan and coordinate all these things, guess what? A lot of stuff is not going to happen. The next one that came in was training and learning. Employees might be engaged in learning new skills, participating in workshops or webinars, or training for new roles. This is productive time invested in skill development. I love the answer, especially when you said, you know, not what's happening when nothing's happening. I thought that was a pretty good answer in regards of what people were saying. Now, the next one that I got was maintenance tasks. Workers may be performing routine maintenance tasks like cleaning an inbox, organizing their workspace, updating their work tools, etc. Good stuff, I definitely thought. Networking and building relationships. Interactions among team members between different teams or clients or stakeholders may not appear as work, but they play an important part and role in the team building and maintaining a healthy work environment. Some good stuff there. And then reflecting and assessing, you can have periods within when employees are assessing their work, looking and can be looking over what can be improved for feedback. So I thought they were all good answers. And I know this doesn't quite seem like a whole list, but I was trying just to kind of take some of the ones that came out because there was quite a bit of a list that came about. But the fun part is that we're not really giving a lot of context. There were some answers there that were interesting. But what I was really asking was what's happening when nothing's happening, meaning inside of the workplace with incidents, accidents, and so on. Because this seems to be such a crucial part to what we do. And I say that from the point of view of, you know, that day in and day out, people inside of your work organization do all kinds of work that is severely difficult, sometimes extremely stressful, and has high, potential of injury. But they're able to do it on a day-in, day-out basis, for the most part, with nothing really happening. So we get accustomed to our systems not failing because of this high work that's being done, and we assume that nothing's happening. Now, the funny part that I sit back and think about is this. If we had something that we thought was going to be potentially catastrophic that would go on inside of our organization, we would have all kinds of plans. We would have all kinds of people. We would have all kinds of barriers in place to make sure that no one got injured. It's just kind of how it works. When we know that something is going to be super risky, we normally do everything possible to make sure that nothing can potentially happen that could potentially go wrong. Think about that for a moment and you'll see what I'm talking about. But then I look at the other side of the equation. And when you start taking a look at the other part of the equation is the whole aspect of, well, when we think that everything is just kind of going normal, it's just that whole everyday thing of, well, we'll just act normal and continue work as is. So why is it that we do that? Why is it that when we sit back and relax and don't think that everything's high potential? Now, the fun part is that when you think about some of this stuff, if you take a look at some of the accident trends that occur, and I'm talking about from vehicular accidents, or we'll call them wrecks in this case, they say, based on reporting, that the average person normally has a car accident when it does occur within 2 miles from their home. Now, the reason that I bring this up, because I look at it and I go, does this normally happen? Because we are taking a look at it of we're in a relaxed environment and we have this assumption that really nothing is going to happen. Where if, when you're on the highway, you kind of take a look around and you realize that people pay more attention normally, unless they're on their phone, of course, on the highway where, you know, there is higher potential of something going catastrophically wrong. Now, I'm not saying accidents don't happen on the highway, but people seem to be paying more attention to the version of the things that are going on around them. Is that the case? So is that the reason that when you take a look at some of these things, you go, well, now this stuff does work inside of this aspect, but it doesn't work in other aspects. So what happens in your organization when nothing is happening? Now, if you've hung out in some of Todd Conklin's classes, he does give a very good explainer video that shows what's happening when nothing's happening, that he uses a cobra, or he has a worker. That's not a cobra. I misspoke. No, it is a cobra, now that I think about it, that he actually is at a workplace, or this guy's at a workplace where he's feeding cobras. He is feeding cobras. And it's interesting to see on how it's normal work to him, but scary work for the people that are watching the video. And this is his day in and day out of the stuff that he does. So it becomes extremely interesting once again on what's happening when nothing's happening. Just because you look at something as high stress, high risk that's going forward does not necessarily mean that that's how the worker sees it. So how can we change these things? I think that's a great question to ask. But what can we do to make sure that things change? So think about some of that stuff as we go through it today. What's happening when nothing's happening? I'm going to answer that question. All kinds of work that could be deemed risky, but you might not necessarily deem it risky. That's what's happening. Think about that today. Why don't you go out inside of your organization and take a look around at some of that high-risk work that is taking place today that you might not be familiar with. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Safety FM, changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Message and data rates may apply. Or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.